This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Today's title is called Lashing Out. Lashing Out. Let's go, Kendo.
Hey, it's lashing out. How can we lash out?
I'm trying to reach Bianca.
This is Bianca.
Who's hey, listen, my name is Brian. My wife Jamie come up there and get her eyelashes done. Who's the owner of this place?
I am, Brian. What's going on?
Okay.
What's going on?
You're Bianca. You the one that owned the place?
I'm Bianca. I'm the owner. We opened about a year and a half ago. Proud, happy, black-owned, women-owned establishment. What can I do for you?
Okay, here's the deal. I'm sick and tired of my wife coming up there, and then when she get back home, she got these thick-ass eyelashes on, and they long as hell. You know, I mean, these eyelashes thicker than somebody's mustache. This is a damn shame, you know? Now, I done told her to take
Brian,
these.
Brian, hold
what?
Up. Hold up, Brian. Now, I may or may not be the person doing it, but whoever, I'm pretty sure probably, that sounds familiar, but whoever. We had a lot of customers, but whoever comes in here, they pick their lashes. We collaborate, but the girls are saying what they want done. They pick it. So if they're thick, they're thick because they want them thick.
Okay, you know? Well, they're too thick and they too long. Your eyelashes ain't supposed to be sticking away out past your nose. That's a damn shame. But let me tell you what I'm getting at, though. Here's my reason for calling. If my wife come home one more time, say what?
Brian, can you simmer down? Because, I mean, I'm running a business here, and you sound crazy. They can hear you through the phone. The girls are looking at me in the chair. I don't know what's going on. I don't know. Can you calm down? You're loud and screaming.
All I'm saying is if my wife come home with these long, thick-ass eyelashes again, I'm going to come up there and raise holy hell at that damn place. And I'm telling you the truth about that.
You're not. What are you talking about? Why are you threatening me? You are not coming up here.
I'm coming up there if my wife come home with them thick-ass long eyelashes again. I am.
No, you're not coming up here. We just opened a year and a half ago. We are doing good. We don't need no drama from nobody. You need to talk to your wife. Fix your marriage. Don't come out here taking it out.
Ain't nothing wrong with my marriage. The only thing wrong with my marriage is these damn thick-ass eyelashes, and they too long. That's the...
Why are you calling me with this? See, now I'm yelling.
Because I'm calling because this is where she got her eyelashes done.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Then you need to talk to your wife. Okay, I need to calm down. I'm running a business here. What you trying to do? Sabotage me? What you work for the competition?
I ain't trying to sabotage nothing, but I tell you what, if she come home with these long, thick-ass eyelashes again, I'm going to come up there, and I'm going to find all the violations of codes and everything, building codes, and I will get you shut down if we don't stop these long, thick-ass eyelashes.
Okay, Brian, I'm from the South Side. So, motherfucker, you need to back up because now you're threatening my livelihood. Yes, I'm going to go there with you. You threatening my livelihood. You threatening the jobs of so many girls here. What are you doing? You need to talk to your wife and you need to back the fuck up. And I am sorry to curse. We try to keep it classic here, but now you're making me lash out from lash out. Motherfucker, you need to back up. This is my job and people have jobs. What are you doing threatening to come up here? I will call the cops on you, and you will not be able to come up here, and we will not let your wife get her eyelashes done. And you need to fix your marriage because you got some anger issues. Clearly, you pissed off at your wife, and you calling us threatening to ruin our business. Brian, what is your wife's name?
My wife's name is Jamie.
Okay. Does anybody in here know Jamie or do Jamie's lashes? Okay, it's like four girls raising their hand because everybody goes to somebody different. So I don't know who is does Jamie's lashes, but you got some anger issues, okay?
I ain't got no anger issues. The only problem I got is my wife having some long, thick eyelashes, and they further out than her nose and thicker than somebody's mustache. That's what I got a problem with.
Okay, you know what? Jamie just needs to leave your ass because if you got an issue, call her. Why are you calling us? It's
I'm calling the people that put
stick.
Why wouldn't I call the people that put the thick ass eyelashes on? Why wouldn't I?
Well, first of all, you need to talk to Jamie and send her up here. We're going to tell her net to leave your ass, first of all. Second of all, I cannot help you. You are interrupting my grinding, okay? You are interrupting our grinding. And we got a business going here. What is your problem? Can't you go do some work? Go and talk to your wife and fix your marriage.
You know what? You know what? You know what? I tell you what, Bianca. I tell you what. You're not trying to fix. No. You ain't trying to fix the problem. I'll be up there, and I will bring somebody that will shut that shit down.
Somebody call the cops right now. Call them now. Tell them somebody is coming up here and they threatening us at Lash Out. Call. See, they three girls calling right now. So bring your little up here, motherfucker. Come on. Bring it up here.
Well, let me ask you something. Is Carmen up there?
Yeah, Carmen is sitting in my face right now. What is going on doing? You know him, Carmen?
It's,
why are you asking me about Carmen?
Where's Carmen at right now?
She right here looking at me. What is going on, Carmen?
Is she laughing?
Hold on. Yeah, now she's starting to laugh. What the f*** is going on? Y'all got me looking crazy at my
Hey,
shop.
Bianca, calm down, baby. Check this out. This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Your girl Carmen got me to prank phone call you.
Oh my God. Carmen! Okay, you know what? Y'all got me out here looking bad. I cannot. Tommy, Nephew Tommy, oh my
Nephew.
God. Oh my
What's
God,
up, baby?
You, by the way. Oh my God.
What's up, girl? I'm just lashing out a little bit. That's all. I'm just lashing
out. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I'm sorry, Nephew Tommy. I was acting crazy.
You got to tell the nephew what is the baddest, and I mean the baddest radio show in the land.
The one, the only Steve Harvey Morning Show. Always. Forever. I love y'all.
Lashing out.
She kept it classy, though, baby, and real cute up until the very end.
I loved it. She kept it real.
She kept it real cute.
She's from the south side.
Let me tell you something.
What you think, Uncle Steve, about your nephew?
Well, you know, that one was a pretty good one right there. That one was pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
But she was cussing his ass out about this business.
Yes.
She told him what side of town she was from.
South
yeah.
side.
Come on up here, blankety blank. I got something for you. That's for my livelihood and all these girls up here working. You need to fix your damn marriage.
That's what you need to do.
Because the customers pick out how thick and long they want their lashes. Not
keep them
us.
Popping. Keep
yes.
them popping.
Yes.
That was hilarious, boy.
Hilarious.
Keep it stupid, baby. Keep it stupid. Keep it
she
stupid.
Was so
hey.
Sweet. I loved
let
her.
Let me say this. If you missed it, Ready to Love, the reunion of part one, you missed it on Friday. You need to catch up because we're on our way to the reunion of Ready to Love part two this coming Friday. You don't want to miss
Woo!
It. Ready to Love, Last Resort, hosted by yours truly, Nephew Tommy. Get in there and find yourself. Yeah, get in there.
Tommy.
Yes.
You got somebody new watching Ready to Love right now? You got to ask Junior what he thought, because he's
Junior
all
watching
in.
Ready to Love?
He's
oh,
all
what?
In. He's
what?
All in.
Yeah. I said, this hot mess here.
It's good, though, ain't it?
Oh, it's good. Oh, Poe Joy and Winner. Winner and yeah. everybody.
Oh, my
like,
God.
Get, woo, girl. Winner, you I out here doing
winter.
It.
Winter keeping it classy. Yeah,
man.
I love winter.
Yeah. I love it, man. It was great, man. I'm finna
Thank
watch
Thank you,
all
brother.
No, I'm the fan. I'm hooked.
It's good.
You got
Junior called us, Tommy.
He called me. He talking about Carla. I said, what? Ready to love is off the chain. That's what I've been telling you.
I know. He called me, too. He was like, I didn't know it was this good. I said, we kept trying to tell you.
And
dude,
the mess is so thick.
It's a hot mess, boy.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.